discuss that at our department, right?
Tweaking the,
Dollar amount for the state reg, correct?
Correct.
We need to discuss that, right?
Yep.
The next is the ordinance introduction 2019-006. That's an ordinance of the City of Ventnor County, Atlantic State, New Jersey, amending in its entirety, chapter 138, garbage, rubbish, and...
132.
132, 138, so, what exactly is that? Because I went through it and...
One thing that it mentions is that people can use their existing trash cans if they are littered and secured as overages, not for their primary use, so they, which I thought was a good...
Here's what it changed. 132-11, garbage receptacle specification, shall be the responsibility owner or occupant of each premises provided with your municipal trash collection to use the primary container provided by the city for your municipal trash and recycling collection. Containers purchased elsewhere can only be used for additional trash and recycling provided that they have attached and secured lids.
This is about the carts.
Right, so this is saying the carts that the city given each property, they need that has to be used.
Or to have their bins that they might not want to lose, or they want to keep if they have additional trash.
Right, they can use that, but the bins, the carts that we give are the ones that we want to see out.
Correct, they have to.
And recycling.
And recycling, yeah, the cart, plural.
And they'll be coming out in May, right? Good.
We're gonna get a display from the one event that's coming up, the shred event.
Mm-hmm.
And of the carts, they're not very colored, I'm gonna put a picture on there, it says this is what your color looks like. And there's a, what's it called, like a big display, that's gonna go over to school, or back to school night, or families, or back to school night, okay? Whatever, early, okay?
Okay, good.
Because that just seems like it'd be a good way to get it some attention, if people know they're coming.
Okay, good.
The next item is we will have a public hearing and the adoption of ordinance 2019-004. And that is amending in entirety, chapter 173, peddling and soliciting. So we made changes to that, am I correct?
It's the ice cream van.
The ice cream van.
Where it sets the fee at $500 per license.
Gotcha, okay, so that's where we've been on.
Okay, good, all right.
Then we will have resolutions that we will vote on by consent. The first one is 2019-0103. And that is a resolution of the City of Ventnor County, Atlantic State, New Jersey, authorizing certain closures during the Atlantic City Marathon. And that is standard, we do this every year, correct? Next is 2019-104, that's a resolution of the City of Ventnor County, Atlantic State, New Jersey, no parking on South Cornwall and New Haven Avenue Beach Block, both sides, and on Atlantic Avenue eastbound parking lane from Cornwall to New Haven Avenue on Saturday, June 22nd, 2019, from 5:00 a.m. to 10:00 a.m. for the Bungalow Beach Run. Is this the first time we have this here?
It is.
It is.
It's a new thing, they start up, they're gonna run, actually, they finished at the Bungalow Beach Bar, I think.
Okay.
That's actually kind of neat, I think CRDA is actually helping fund some of that, part of our marketing program.
Yeah, I just remember us ever doing that.
That's a new one.
That's a new one. All right, anything to discuss on that, or we're good?
No, standard.
Standard. Next is 2019-105, resolution of the City of Ventnor County, Atlantic State, New Jersey, authorizing no parking on South New Haven and Washington Avenue Beach Blocks, both sides, and on Atlantic Avenue eastbound parking lane from New Haven to Washington Avenue on Sunday, April 14th, 2019, from 4:00 a.m. to 3:00 p.m. to the April Fool's Half Marathon. That's standard, correct?
Yes.
Yep. The next is resolution 2019-106, resolution of the City of Ventnor County, Atlantic State, New Jersey, accepting the retirement of Michael A. Donati.
Donati.
Donati?
Yeah, from Public Works.
Right.
Good guy.
Yeah, he was a good employee, he had some shoulder issues, I think, right?
Okay. All right, next is...
He had a 27 years.
Yeah, almost 25 years, 25 years.
Next is resolution, or 2019-107, that's a resolution of the City of Ventnor County, Atlantic State, New Jersey, authorizing an emergency repair, Fulton Harbor sanitary pump station. We talked about that, but it's a good idea. That increased by 7,500, am I correct?
Number two, sanitary pump failed. Fortunately, water and sewer had a spare pump, which is always nice to have. We were able to install that. So the cost is $7,500.
Okay.
And you see Schultz is the supplier there.
Next is 2019-108, a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, authorizing a service agreement with CM3 for the HVAC maintenance service in Ventnor City Hall and Public Works.
This resolution and the next one is for the contractor that currently maintains this building and the library community center. The resolution awarding the contract will be contingent upon execution of the agreement, which has been circulated between the attorney and the
community. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
Well, Ed just explained the next one, but I'll just say it's 2019-109, and it's for a service agreement with CN3 for the HVAC maintenance for the library and the community. So it covers all our buildings, correct?
Yes.
The next is resolution 2019-110. That's a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, authorizing an emergency repair for 5,000 Boardwalk. I think we all know what's happening.
Yeah.
Yes.
This was a major issue. The crews were replacing a fire hydrant and the old valve blew. It was on a 12-inch line.
It was a 6-inch side line that was off fed 12. By a 12-inch line.
And it took Herculean effort by our guys to get the water shut down. It was pretty sketchy a few hours. So guys did a great job with what they had to do. We called Arthur Henry to assist with the putting in a new, they had to put another insertion valve.
Correct.
So that's a big hit.
Yes.
$150,000.
Yeah, I saw that. Is that complete, or is there more to tell the story?
That is the estimated total. The inspector will come in under that.
Okay.
We know we're today with $43,000 to Arthur Henry, $35,000 to Garrison Enterprises, that's the actual insert valve. We have concrete work to replace, concrete flat work to replace, which I believe 5,000 have asked us to hold off on.
Yes, they have.
Okay. So we don't have that complete yet, but that should be $15,000, somewhere in that range. So we should be under the
$150,000. Okay.
But we left that number went immediately when we had the emergency.
We're working with 5,000 Boardwalk. They've been very cooperative. There was some damage to their property that the insurance carrier will have to deal with. So the water was flooding their garage. They were luckily able to get out. All the cars got out.
Right.
Some of the pool equipment that they store in that area was not able to get that out. So we have to be responsible for that.
Sure.
It's an expensive, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, when we communicate, it's always, nothing's broke, nothing's on fire.
Right.
We call each other.
Right. We're good.
We're good. Just want to check in on something. So it's, that's kind of our way of making sure we're not, the blood pressure comes back down right away.
Yes, correct. Right. Especially on the holidays. Don't want to jinx us, but every holiday weekend, something's happened.
It's been
too late. Well, I said it, so maybe it won't happen now. Okay. The next is resolution 2019-111, and that is a resolution City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, amending resolution 354 of 2018, authorizing an emergency repair for Baltimore Avenue. Now, my one question, Ed, would be, if I read it correctly, the estimate came in for this project at $12,000, and now $32,000,
that
32.6, am I correct?
That is correct. So additional work required.
it was 375 feet of waterline.
The next, we have resolution 2019-112, and that's a resolution of the City of Ventnor County, Atlantic State, New Jersey, approving rule regulations for the fishing year of 2019 season. Anything changed from last year on this?
No, and with that, I would ask, because we're doing it for other things, let's make an ordinance, so we don't have to do this every year. Is there a reason why we only do it?
No, other than if they're not consistent every year, and there's some that are added or taken out.
Well, we have to amend the ordinance.
We'd have to amend the ordinance, right.
So
it's a longer process.
Understand.
But yeah, but sure.
We've got these rules pretty much down now.
Yeah, okay.
Now, we made some significant changes right. for last year. But I think we should look to doing these in the fall. Let's do them as an ordinance. That way we don't have to come back and do this each year.
Or we can probably even do them now. If you want to dress something up, please, I'll take a look at it.
Yeah. We have time?
Yeah. Because you can still implement by resolution.
Okay. Let's do that.
Yeah. By resolution, and then just do another.
Okay.
So we want to say that you are peer attending. Mm-hmm. And if they have any suggestions, change it, they do not.
Okay.
And if you will have them, they are.
They are.
Every time
I see Al, he's like, I'm ready.
Art, yes.
We have enough Al's. We have three Al's. Two Al's. One thing I will suggest, and we're trying to find, I haven't found a person yet, we would like to keep a third person to be there on weekends until midnight. That's when a lot of the issues, and I'd say issues, they're not like threatening issues, but they are people, letting other people in, like being on the pier but not authorized to be on the pier. So that's something that happens late at night. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking of trying to get somebody to be there from
Friday,
Saturday, Sunday from 5 p.m. to 20 p.m. or so.
Yeah, we tried that in detail, but it always seems like there's more to
if I had a pier guy
as well.
A pier master, I guess we call them all pier masters. And the one person I had asked can't do it, so we're going to have to look for it, put that out there.
We can put it on the chart.
Yeah.
And in the future, we may have cameras on that direction.
Correct. So and that'll like to move that direction.
Yeah.
Maria's giving me an evil eye on there.
I'm going to see what we put in front of
you. I know what you're saying. You should calculate the money.
So that's what I would look to move. That's it. We can pass a resolution tonight and maybe do an ordinance.
Okay. All right. The next is 2019-113, and that's a resolution of the City of Ventnor County of Atlantic State, New Jersey, authorizing a transfer of the tax sale premium exceeding 5 years. Yeah, can you explain that? Because it's almost $200,000.
Right.
And it says transfer. And when I read the resolution, am I crazy? It looks like it was coming back to us this time.
Yes.
So this is revenue back.
Revenue back to the town and the city. What it is when the lien holder buys a tax sale certificate and they pay a premium, they have up to 5 years to foreclose. If they do not foreclose, it's forfeited to the township. If they do foreclose, it's also forfeited to the township. If there's a premium on there. Not all certificates have a premium. So these are from 5 years and back or foreclosed. And right now we had approximately $800,000 in premiums in our bank, our redemption account. So I'm moving $200,000 from that redemption as a miscellaneous revenue into our current fund.
Yeah, because I've never seen this come up when we've been here for three years.
These are real old.
It's like when you do a basis of funds.
It's when they bid against each other at a tax sale, it starts at 18, goes down to zero, and then they have to pay a premium. So these are the ones that have a premium, and they're 5 years old.
So Al just earned this year's salary.
So this is something that should be done annually.
You should always be checking them, and you should always look at foreclosure lists. Because if they foreclose 1 to 2 years, and there's a premium you get.
You get it, right. You don't have to wait 5 years.
Right. These have to be 5 years.
This is a revenue.
So revenue.
And is it like, what kind of revenue?
Miscellaneous revenue, not
anticipated. So not this is going to fund balance in theory.
Yes, which will help our fund balance.
Yeah.
Right, but what about the ones that were further than 5 years ago? We didn't see any in the last.
These are everything that I can see in the system. And it's all, but plus I got the list from Leon, the auditors, which ones are over there.
Okay.
But I also compared it against the end of the system, which matched.
Good.
Thank you.
So Dennis will bring us 5 years, everything in the system, and then every year just on top of it.
Yeah, well, anytime there's a foreclosure, and with, you know, it could be 2 or 3 years, certificate, and if there's a premium one, we get it. And then I just think everything should go through resolution, that's why I wanted to.
No, absolutely. Don't stop, wow.
$200,000
is nothing.
There's another $600,000 sitting in the bank of premiums. You know, if the lien redeemed, we don't get it, but if they foreclose or it becomes 5 years old, we do get it.
Wow. Good job. Thank you.
It's almost a penny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, thank you. Thank you. You're glad I hired you. We hired you.
Okay. Yeah.
We hired you. That's something good. That's good news.
That is good.
You
just spent.
I know, just for a second.
Yeah.
Help them break it.
Public Works spends money.
Okay.
You do a good job with that.
All right, our next one is a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic State of New Jersey, awarding a bid for accessible ramp installation on various intersections of the City of Ventnor. Now, this is something we discussed, was it maybe a couple months ago? Back in the Heights?
Yep. And you want to go through
the
this
a little
bit?
Side, yes. South Jersey Gas, the streets, the curbs, am I right?
No,
goes
right
all
right.
The way to phone that, I okay.
So we put out a bid for accessible ramps and gutter replacements in the 700 and 800 blocks in Ventnor Heights between Dorset Avenue and Harvard Avenue, and basically between Wellington and Burke. It's done ahead of the required South Jersey Gas paving that they will be doing once we complete this concrete replacement. We received bids, I believe 4 bids were submitted. The low bidder was Ferriante Concrete. His bid was $186,000 and some change. And the recommendations from the design engineer and from myself is to award the contract. I've spoken with Ferriante. They are eager to start. Our goal is to have that work completed for the gas company to get in and do their paving prior to the summer.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, the next is resolution 2019-115, and that is a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, authorizing payment of accrued and unused vacation leave time for certain employees whose accrued vacation leave exceeds statutory limit. And just for knowledge, it is a total of $57,939, which means we, the city, need to pay $28,969 this year and in 2020. Correctly, Lorraine? Okay. Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Total here. Okay.
Yes,
Al? Yes. Thank you. Yes. Okay. My numbers were right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any questions on that?
Nope.
Okay. The next is resolution 2019-116, and that's a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, amending resolution 2019-059, awarding the Blasio, right, and Associates, the Blasio,
mm-hmm.
and Associates for the Design and Construction Service for the Kingsley Drive Sanitary Sewer Project. That's an increase of $4,750, am I correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
That's where a change in scope. We added the replacement of the water water service laterals on Kingsley Drive to the scope of work. So it's for the design of that and also the construction inspection and that.
Thank you. Okay.
Where
am I next? A resolution 2019-117. It's a resolution, City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, amending resolution 2019-056, awarding Master Consulting Engineers for the Marshall and Oxford Avenue Drainage Project. And that is an increase of $3,750.
That is correct, Mayor. And that also is a change of scope. We found a section of pipes that has collapsed that was outside the limits of what we had asked the engineer.
Thank you. Okay, next is Resolution 2019-118, and that's a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, authorizing full-time employment. And this is the new police officer, correct? And that's an intergovernmental agreement.
He's coming in with 4 years, and he's coming in at step four, part of the contract.
All right.
Great. Okay, the next is 19. The next is Resolution 2019-119, and that is a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, authorizing an amendment to the 2019 temporary budget. Al, our CFO, explained that in our department head that you increased the temporary budget not to exceed more than 35%, correct?
Yes.
It gives the department more spending leeway until we adopt for the total budget. Any questions on that?
Nope. Okay. Sure.
And this next one is not on my paper copy, so let's see. It's Resolution 2019-120, a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, awarding Remington and Vernick for design and contract management services to the reconstruction of Newport Avenue from Monmouth Avenue to the Bay. This is NJDOT Municipal Aid, fiscal year 2017. I guess that's a grant?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Yes, that's correct. Remington Vernick bid $44,000, Mazer was $49,000. This is from just the design.
Gotcha.
And this is actually a rush project. We're getting this through. We have to spend this money quickly.
For the grant, the DOT requires that a contract, a construction contract, is awarded within 2 years of issuing the grant. The grant was issued in 2017. So by May 17th of 2019, we have to have a construction contract awarded. We've spoken with both of these engineering firms, advised them of this accelerated schedule, and Remington Burns was the low bidder at $44,000. That's for the design and the construction management piece. And the goal is to have a design up to the DOT for approval and out to bid so that we can award it out here at our May 15th.
Yes, gotcha. Okay. Thanks, Ed. Okay. What?
I didn't see the street open.
No, that's
in the discussion.
Workshop.
Oh, the discussion.
Yeah, discussion, okay. Yes.
Okay.
So, Ed, you, I think we're going to go into things that you don't need to stay, and I
Okay with you, Mayor. I'll stay for the two hardships.
Okay.
Can we discuss
we'll jump into that now. Okay, that's great. All right. So after the resolutions, we'll have approval of bills and payroll. And what we will do next is we do our discussion items, and we will do them now. So the first discussion item is the hardship street opening of 18 South Rosbarrow Avenue.
I think we have that resident here. Residents are here. Come on up, please.
So my house had a fire March 2nd. My half of my Brian Goldsager, I'm the owner of 18 South Rosborough. My house had a fire last March 2nd. So I've owned the house for 13 years. We're rebuilding the house. And we need to hook up, I guess, what's the sewer line and the water line, maybe? And we have to open up the street, I guess, in front to hook it up.
And we didn't know we've got all our permits and they're building it now, and they just told us that do it.
Yeah.
You know?
What happens is there's a moratorium on the street.
Right, right. That's what we were told.
That's, you have to request a hardship, and your home catching fire is certainly a hardship.
We would think so.
So what we'll do is the process will be at our April 2nd meeting in April?
25th.
You'll, we'll have a resolution on, just like the ones you heard tonight, to pass that.
Okay. So is that when we have to write the letters to the people who are in 200 feet from the house?
Yes.
Okay.
So you have that list already?
Yes, we have a list. And I'll check with you on Monday.
Right, but to be clear, on the 25th, we have to have a public hearing.
Right.
And then, as long as everybody's okay, then I'll prepare a resolution, the solicitor will review it, and we'll put it on the following meeting for passage.
Okay. And what would the date be? So our builder, on what would the date be for that?
I'll confirm it with you on Monday, okay. But I think the resolution will actually be passed on the first meeting, maybe May 11th. But we'll go over everything on Monday.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. By the way, you can send the letters out now, as long as they have the 25th date.
Okay.
So you don't have to wait.
Okay.
May 25th.
Yeah, but we'll talk about it. You have plenty of time, so we'll go over it Monday. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Yes. The next is a hardship street opening for 315 North Derby Avenue. State your name.
I'm Jason Silverstein, one of the owners of 315 North Derby.
And you are asking to open up the street?
Correct.
Can you tell us why?
So I'm building this house, and I already have the building permits, and I was already approved, and then this issue with the moratorium. Going into this, I had no idea that there was a moratorium on that. I was approved all the building permits. And back in January, my letter too, that I wrote describing the advantages of building this house, for the city, for the neighborhood.
Nathan, you need to open it for exactly what?
There was never a house built on this lot.
Oh, so, never a house built.
So for water and sewer?
He needs water and sewer.
Water and sewer. Yeah.
Okay.
And unfortunately, it's been called in kind of a resolution that we're dealing now with the construction office. We're creating an application, actually, that new homes would complete an application for water and sewer with their submission of building permits, so that they would be told at the very beginning that they need water and sewer services so they could plan it out as they're going in that whole building process.
It
was advised of this a couple months ago.
So one of the things that Ernie had brought to me in our weekly meetings is that, and this doesn't really affect this gentleman, it's just why he's in this position, is if we see that there's an old corporation or something like a 100-year-old water service, we need to replace that. And that's out of the street. So he's got to get that done, and that's why he needs a new water line. Because the old lines are galvanized, they're lead.
Okay.
So it's better for him
right. To
put in a new system, new line to the house, and in this case, he needs to get a permit. That on the moratorium.
Yeah, it's only 3 months away. Right. I was told it in September.
Yep.
So the same process that we have
told
the other people?
I've got a sample letter from you on Monday.
Yeah, call me Monday and we'll
try to the 200-foot list.
And then we have the standard conditions of that. It gets that
infrared
restoration, which protects the roadway once it patches.
Yeah, so the question I had was, if the moratorium is over in September, and then you have intention of South Jersey Gas coming to do something on the street there?
The reason it was made, I believe, is because South Jersey Gas.
Right.
Oh, they're already
heard of gun. Yeah.
Gun. That's why the moratorium was passed, because they're already
very new.
So do you have gas to that lot already?
I do not.
And so you're going to need gas, water, and sewer.
Yeah, I'm going to submit an application.
So you all get all that done.
Then they'll do their permit too.
Yep. Yeah. And then the paver, the guy comes in to pave, it'll have this infrared machine that helps seal up the street once it's done.
Okay. And South Jersey Gas is responsible for their end, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Great.
Well, thanks for coming to back.
Thank you very much.
The next is on our discussion, Chapter 72-6 Beaches.
Yes. So this is something I mentioned before. We do a lot of these things each year where we allow, one of them is to, one of the things we want to take out is to, right now it's prohibited to throw a bat or throw a bat, that's kind of odd language, but
yeah.
Volleyball, football, you know, all those things are prohibited by the law.
And everybody does them.
So we're going to throw, we're taking that out.
Take it out.
Beach parties, that's covered by our events, so we're going to take that out.
Right.
The other one is on the next page, I'm looking for it. We're adding the language in the ordinance, right from the resolution for the barbecuing. This is why we do this every year. Let's do it once and just back out.
Right.
The other one is...
That's part of, that's part of Q, so that just follows from page one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're good.
So now we know, so we'll make those changes and I'll have it on for April introduction. And we'll adopt it in April, we'll be good.
That's the same...
Every year, right.
But the resolutions were every year we did, let's do it by ordinance in this case.
All right, so you want to go over there to make sure?
Yes.
Is there anything else?
I mean, that's up to you. They were the creator of lots of my attention. Q is from Donna, and then Solicitor McGuire brought up Jay.
Okay.
I mean, you certainly can still look at them.
No, we're fine.
Yeah. You know.
I don't know what Marie's question was, so.
She just wanted to make sure there wasn't anything else that you weren't happy with.
You see there's a thing through somewhere.
Right.
Think you mended them all?
Yeah.
The rest of them leave, is what she said.
The rest are leaving.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't want to get hit by baseball.
They all play. They don't use baseballs on the beach. They use wiffle ball.
And they go up. They go up.
They go in the hot sand. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. They move away from where they were sitting.
And the dog info is correct. And the barbecue. Right? You had John look at it, right?
Okay.
We good?
Public portion.
Okay. So now we'll open up to the public. If anybody from the public wants to speak on any of the items we discussed thus far, do I have a motion to open the public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone from the public like to speak? I see none.
Motion closed.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now we're in our regular meeting. First item, we have approval of the minutes for February 14th, 2019. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes? Can you do that? You have to hit it. You have to stand. I need you. A motion. Just do a motion.
Motion to approve minutes as stated.
Thank you. I'll second it. Lisa, roll call.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Abstain.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is the minutes for February 28, 2019, regular meeting. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes for February 28.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Abstain. Next, we have the ordinance introduction of 2019-005, and that's the ordinance of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 98 of the Code of the City of Ventnor. Do I have a motion to introduce the ordinance?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2019-005.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is the ordinance introduction 2019-006, ordinance to the Ventnor County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, amending in its entirety Chapter 132, garbage, rubbish, and refuse. Do I have a motion?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2019-006.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have a public hearing, 2019-004, and that is on Chapter 173, peddling and soliciting. Do I have a motion to open to the public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2019-004.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
It's now open to the public. Would anybody like to speak? I see none. Do I have a motion to
close? Motion to close.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Next is the ordinance adoption of Chapter 173, peddling and soliciting. Do I have a Motion to adopt the ordinance.
Motion to adopt ordinance 2019-004.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Crevel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes.
Public comment.
Public comment. So I have a motion open to the public or to discuss any of the resolutions.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone from the public like to speak? I see none. Give me a look at that. Do I have a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next, we have resolutions 2019-103 to 2019-120. By consent, do I have a motion to approve these resolutions?
Motion to adopt resolutions 2019-103 through 2019-120.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Crevel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. We do not have any bills. Do we have any bills?
Yes.
We do.
There's always bills.
Well, yeah, but I didn't see any amount here. So we have approval of bills and payroll. Lisa, can you read them, please?
Certainly. We have payroll from 310-19 to 323-19 in the amount of $519,160.60. And we have bills in the amount of $1,913,341.46.
How you can read them from now on after tonight? I just realized that. But sometimes we didn't have our staff over here. Do I have a resolution to approve bills and payroll as stated?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
No, sorry. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have announcements and safety report. We do have a safety report. Am I correct, Tim?
Yes.
Okay. Can you give us a briefing on it?
Sure. Very quickly, the safety committee met at 9 a.m. on Wednesday at 3:13. Benner was well represented at the ACMJIF annual safety breakfast. The open claim report reflected activity through 2/28, had only property damage liability issued at 5,000 Boardwalk. Police also reported a collision with a town vehicle, which would fall under property definition. Several sign sheets were toolbox topics. Recognizing cold weather injuries, quote unquote, were part of the agenda completed by police and fire departments. A job site observation was also handed out and in by the court department. A crossing guard observation was also included, conducted by the police department. As part of the employee system program, the vendor is part of through Atlantic Care. Chair massage will be scheduled in that department. Temporary structure for Fire Department 2 replacement located at Fed Still will require changes in signage and traffic to facilitate rapid response in the upcoming months. So.
Next item is commissioner comments or reports. Do we have anything?
Just one from my standpoint.
Sure.
Streetscape has started on Atlantic Avenue. They're coned out. The trees in two blocks are gone. They are running conduit. I stopped there today to talk to Joe, the project manager there. Guys are very professional. They got the place, you know, combed out really, really well. A little minor issue with the signage, but I think that was after the storm, the windstorm blew out the sign. But it's back up and it's exciting to see. We don't know that they're going to be able to finish everything before the season, but what they can get done, they will finish and button up for the summer, and then come back in the fall and do the rest. So we don't really want to have them working there in the summertime. It's too busy of a season for us. So moving it forward. So
great.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, well,
I think that I don't have anything else. So.
I mean, part of it did really well. Like, what I can say is we have a lot of, like Chief Yacht said, we have a lot of events coming up this summer at the VBA. And the other groups are all getting ready for, I think the block party will be the first real big kickoff of the event. So, that'd be good.
Right.
But, that's it.
Oh, and I'll actually give credit to Commissioner Crevel on this. The Ventnor Advisory Committee has been meeting monthly. I think we missed 1 month. Christmas time, but we're back meeting again. I've attended one so far this year, and so is Commissioner Crevel. And at the first one, they talked about a Facebook page or something they could put out there. Some of the members were a little hesitant, seeing how they could become targets.
We have the same word, but targets, yeah.
But Mr. Kriebel came up with an idea that kind of limits that, and it went live, I think, Tuesday?
Yeah, so I guess you needed to be convinced that it was something that they would help a dialogue where it's a forum that has access to commissioner and mayor alternating months, and it went live, and 1 week they had 90 members.
Yeah.
So it's a good start. We just talked to them today. They're going to do a poll. They're going to do a, to start to get engagement and find out what topic people are. We had a poll from the 2017, so getting that as a sort of a, as a feeder, but the Facebook page is called Ventnor Community Advisors Committee.
It is, yeah.
And I'm looking forward to that. The whole idea is that they have, they'll be able to bring their concerns and agreements and disagreements to us and have direct access face to face and talk it out.
Hope it doesn't turn into.
There's a mechanism in there that can.
Yeah, so there's a way that you can monitor people.
Moderate.
Gotcha.
It's moderated.
I got you.
So,
okay, that's
fine. I was looking for the exact name. It's not popping up on me here. So, but it's I went on it today. It's mainly just people signing in now. So that's really jumping out just yet. But it'll be good stuff. It's a real active group. There's a lot of different ideas. I actually had to have them like pump the brakes. Let's focus on what we talked about last month and not start new items.
Right.
So, but
it's
real good dialogue. We've got some good people. A lot of them are attending by phone. Some of them are out of town.
Right.
One's in California. Yeah, so
that's good. They don't always agree with us. They have their own
absolutes
and standards, yep. and we want to hear what
we want.
Exactly
what we want. Yeah. They've pushed our limits a little bit on things, and we're making some changes.
Right.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
And May 11th is the bar.
May 11th.
Good.
Okay. We're done with that, correct?
Yep.
The next item is public comment. We have a motion to open public comment to discuss anything.
So moved.
Second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone from the public like to speak? Hi, Donna. I see none. Do I have a motion to close?
Motion to close.
I do. Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next we do have an executive session, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Al, you do not. Al doesn't have to stay, right, or does he?
Just the one.
Okay, so Al needs to stay. Then Nett needs to go. And what do we? She usually asks. Yes, Lance has to read. And she usually asks if we're going to take action.
No.
Okay.
The New Jersey Public Meetings Act permits the discussion of certain matters within executive session as an exception to certain provisions of said law. Member City Board of Commissioners wishes to discuss certain matters which qualify as exceptions in executive session. No action binding upon the Board of Commissioners will be taken within executive session. Any discussion conducted in closed session will be disclosed to the public when legally permitted and when the public interest may no longer be served by keeping such matters confidential. The matters to be discussed are potential litigation, ambulance bill.
Be correct.
Okay.
Make a motion to go into executive session.
Yes. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
I make the most people in the executive session.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.